Yud Gimel Nissan, Sunday the 17th of April, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Kos Shel Eliyahu.
Good morning. Now, normally, the night before Bedikas Cholmos, or the morning of Bedikas Cholmos, you don't find too many people out and about, because everyone's been up till 2 or 3 in the morning remembering all the things that we forgot to pass over Pesach, no, or clean out the Cholmos. Boim Sochin talks about the Arbokosis, Kiyadua. Everybody's familiar with the four koses, Arbokosis that we're familiar with. But that's the Gemara Daf Tzadites. The Gemara Leitin Daf Kuf Yud Ches brings the Fakanta Shitta of Rabbi Tarfon, who says not four koses, but five koses. Not 14, 5. And the truth is, Hagam, even though it's a minority shitta, but it's not as minority as one might think. The truth is, if you look in the Rishonim, the Rif, Baal Amor, for example, Baal Amor talks about always, only when I'm here, always. You can know when it's going to be blowers, lawnmowers, roadworks, sawing, hedging. When I'm on the sheet, you have to check the council. Al Kaponim, look in the Baal Amor, for example, talks about five koses. The Rambam, if you look in the eighth parak of the Rambam, the Chometz Matzah, the Rambam even has a clear as to when you would drink the fifth kos. We'll come back to that. If there was a fifth kos, I mean, there are people that drink five koses. That's because it's the alcohol content's been so high they can't keep count. I can't remember where they're up to. And there's also a whole deal in the halacha is whether you're allowed to drink another kos wine. You're in the mood, middle of Shulchan Aruch, and another glass of wine. You know, nice glass of Chardonnay to wash down whatever it is for the main course. Al Kaponim, it's not a shitta to be completely ignored. And the reality is the Maharal has a whole arichas. Already looking beyond the Rishonim into a whole arichas into the sugya of a fifth cup of wine. So the fifth kos that we're going to be discussing this morning is something that has hagam, even though, as we say, it's not the minig. I don't imagine anyone here has the custom as a minig to officially drink five koses yayin and say the night. We know there's four koses yayin. Nevertheless, there is a fifth kos which needs attention. And we'll see that this fifth kos is poured on the Seder night. It's poured. It's there. It's on the table. But it's not drunk. That's the thing. It sits there. It represents something. And it's become known as the kos shel Eliyahu, hence the title of the talk. That's the name of the kos. It's Eliyahu's kos. It's not our kos. It's his kos, right? And some say that when he comes to visit at Shvoich HaMoscho, which we'll look at, that's when he partakes of the kos. It says Eliyahu visits every single Seder. If we have time, we'll even look at the fact that he also visits every bris, and we'll see if there's a connection there. The two things that Eliyahu HaNavi has to visit is the bris and the Seder. But Kabbalah, when he visits the Seder, Shvoich HaMoscho, so that's kos shel Eliyahu. This machlok is already when you pour the kos yayin. When do you pour the kos shel Eliyahu? Is it poured just before you open the door? Right? Or do you pour it already at the beginning of the Seder? It was certainly my minute, growing up, that we poured it at the beginning of the Seder. Poured at the beginning already, right? But then Knai Nahora, you know, my Kindlech came along, right? And then we realize even if you do pour it at the beginning of the Seder, you're going to land up pouring it again at Shvoich HaMoscho, right? Because more of it lands up on the tablecloth and everywhere else. So Lamaisa, we pour it twice. But that's not an official shitta, that's just a practical reality. But there's a fifth kos, and this is called Kosher Eliyahu. So we drink four koses, and then there's a fifth kos, which is Eliyahu's kos, which we need to understand. There isn't a lot out there, so we need to try and discover what this kos in Eliyahu is all about. Bichlal, why Eliyahu Anovi has a role to play in the Seder. But to begin, first we need to look at the reason for the four koses. So everybody knows the famous Yerushalmi. Gemara in Shalom says that the reason we have four kosos is connected to the four lishonis of Geula. Because in the pasuk it says, "Vayit seisi v'itzalti v'galti v'lakachti." I mean, it doesn't say that in the pasuk. It says, "V'itzalti es seisi eschem tachasim l'sabsayim l'sol," and so forth. But there are four expressions of redemption in the pasuk. "Vayit seisi, I took you out. V'itzalti, I saved you. Hazala. V'galti, I redeemed you. V'lakachti, I took you to me as a nation," which took place at Har Sinai. And of course, Boko acquired Klal Yisrael as his people. Right? So those four expressions of Geula are represented by the Arba Kosos. Each Kos, and it's important also to learn the whole sugi, because reality is that each stage of the Geula was represented by one of those expressions. There was a Yitzia, there was a Hatzola, there was a Geula, there was a Lekicha, right? And at each stage of the Seder, you're going through that process. You go through a process of Yitzia, then you go through a process of Hatzola, and each one of those things is very important. So those are the four Lashonas, and that's the reason we have four Kosos. But we know that there's a fifth kos, and the fifth kos represents the fifth expression in the pasuk, where it says, "Vehevesi, vehevesi, Eschem, I will bring you to the land of Eretz Yisrael," which, even though it's happened twice, and you could even argue under some opinions a third time, but the reality is that the arrival in Eretz Yisrael in its full state has not yet happened. But nevertheless, the Vehevesi is sort of a situation which is in limbo. It's Nishtahin and Nishtahin. And therefore, the Kosher Lelio, you'd have to argue, is Keneged, the expression of Vehevesi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us to Eretz Yisrael. The fact that it's called Kosher Lelio, in fact, this would be a good exercise, maybe for those who've got some spare time in Erev Pesach, to find where the Makor is. I'm not going to tell you where the Makor is. Where's the Makor that the fifth kos, which we are saying is connected to the Loshon of Vehevesi, where's the Makor that is called Kosher Lelio? Where's that from, Michal?
We will come and give us...
No, Obavushtek. Where does it say? Where is it called? Is it Gemara? Is it Rishon? Where does it say the kos on your Seder table is Kosher Lelio? Veldos Guzrot.
Nowhere.
I'm not going to say. Have a look around. It's a good exercise. Al Kaponim. We'll see that it makes a lot of sense that it's called Kosher Lelio'. We'll see that the Vehevesi, Keneged Lelio'. Makes a lot of sense. But nevertheless, it's not so posh with the Makor for days. But the understanding is very posh. Because if we look at Eliyahu Hanavi, let's take a look at Eliyahu Hanavi, who he is and what he represents. We know what Eliyahu Hanavi is supposed to be in the future. And we know from Tanakh what Eliyahu Hanavi was in the past. First, we'll look at what Eliyahu Hanavi represents in the future. So you're quite right. You're quite right. We say in Benishi, Harachamon, yeah, who Yishach Lonu, is Eliyahu Hanavi, Zorchu Latoiv. What's his job? What's his mission? What's his function in the world? Vivaser Lonu Mistorius Tovus. Vivaser Lonu Mistorius Tovus. He's going to be the Mavaser Tovus. Eliyahu Hanavi is the Mavaser Tovus, meaning Eliyahu Hanavi heralds, right, the new era, the Messianic era. Eliyahu Hanavi represents the one that tells the world the good news. Here he is. He's the Mavaser Tovus. That's what he's called. Vivaser Lonu Mistorius Tovus. That's what Vivaser means. It does not mean water. I spent the Shabbos in Frankfurt once. And when they get to Vivaser Lonu, they all start waving the bottles of water around. Vivaser, Vaser, Vaser Lonu. And that doesn't mean Vaser. It means Vivaser Lonu from the word Vesura. It means to be Mavaser Tovus. And this is what we learned yesterday. Yesterday in Shabbos HaGadol. Right, we read the words. It's not just benching our Achamon. It's a pasuk. The pasuk states to Malachi, "Hine anoichi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu Hanavi lifnei yoim boi Hashem hagodol vahanor." Lifnei, before the great day, before the awesome day of the coming of Mashiach, the yoim hagodol, as it's called. In fact, under Zogin, that's the reason it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Even though Shabbos HaGadol is normally the reason it's called Shabbos HaGadol, is because of the greatness. Or Shabbos HaGadol because of the long drushes. Shabbos HaGadol, big drushes. But another reason is because it's Eliyahu Hanavi Shabbos. Because it's Eliyahu Hanavi's moment before Moshiach. Kiyadu Hashem, Moshiach is in Gram on Pesach. In fact, the Rimmon of a Rebbe has a whole interesting tzach. He says, Mitzad Echad, Mashiach is supposed to come on Pesach. Mitzasheni, it says that Eliyahu Hanavi will not come on Erev Yom Tov. No. But Eliyahu Hanavi has to come before Yom Tov. Has to come before Mashiach. Okay. So if Mashiach comes on Pesach, so how is Eliyahu Hanavi going to come? Oh, that's what he is. How is he going to come when Vishnei Gemara is going to come on Erev Yom Tov? So he says, okay, but fine. So he says that the Maisa, why won't any Arnav come in Erev Yom Tov? Because they're going to disturb everybody. Everybody's busy. When is everybody busy? On Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Sukkot, on Erev Pesach, no one's busy. Right? Because in the morning you're ready to go rid of your chametz, nothing to do. Gevaldik, everyone goes to bed. He says, Eliyahu Novik can come in Erev Yom Tov, no problem. When it comes to Pesach, it doesn't apply. So he says, Eliyahu Novik can come in Erev Yom Tov. I think the mothers of Klal Yisrael would disagree with that. There's plenty going on in Erev Yom Tov. But I think it's a Gevaldik Tekonim Chazal that they say you've got to be Mabaya chametz ready in the morning. I think it's Gevaldik. At least for the Mabaya Aseda, they can get some rest. Because finish. How much scrubbing, how many times can you bang a toaster? Right? You've been banging it for 3 months already. Gemara, they're finished. Gemara, you get to a stage. Halavai every Shabbos, there'll be a takonas chazal, that by midday, finished. No more showering, no more cleaning, no more washing. You can cook a little bit, but that's it. Halavai. Yeah, that's what he said. But the Maisa, Eliyahu Hanavi, is the one that brings in the period that sort of brings in Mashiach. It's the heralding of Mashiach. He's the one who heralds the coming of Mashiach. That's the long Masoros Tovos. The Maisa. The truth is that this is the Simcha, very, very briefly, I've done this here before Purim time, but this is the Simcha that Eliyahu HaNavi brings with him, just very briefly on a tangent, that Eliyahu HaNavi brings in the Simcha of Mashiach Yidua. Mashiach is the Oasis Simcha. Eliyahu HaNavi begins that Simcha because Eliyahu HaNavi answers all the questions, Yidua, when a sugya in Shas finishes unresolved, so the word is used as Teku. And in the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon state, Teku's always says, Tishbiyah, Nekushas, V'yibayis. The Eliyahu HaNavi is going to answer all the questions. And what's Seder Night all about? Seder Night is answering all the questions. Tishbiyah. It's very interesting. That's already a Shaykhah of Eliyahu HaNavi to Seder Night. Because Seder Night is all about Shaylis and Shuvah. It's all about asking questions, but not just asking questions, providing the answers. Right? Many people have lots of questions, they're parked on the side. It's the job of Sayyidina Abi Galata Levin Chabayon Mahu. Look at the lesson of the Pasuk that we learned yesterday. The Heshiv Lev Opos Albani. That's not actually Galata Levin Chabayon. The Heshiv is lesson Teshuvah. It's the lesson of Teshuvah because Tishbi, Eliyahu Tishbi, represents providing Teshuvahs. The Heshiv Lev Opos Albani, and Lev Bonim Alavos. And there's a connection between a father and a son. A father that doesn't talk to his son the whole year round, right? For whatever reason, the whole week he's too busy with business, on Friday night he's too busy sleeping at the Shabbos table. Chodesh, one night a year, the Galut Al Mincha Mitzvah Doraisa, to talk to your children. Tosvach Eliyahu HaNavi. That's the simcha that he brings, because simcha is a Torah Sveikas. Simcha is brought about when you have answers to your questions. What's the opposite of simcha when you've got questions? What's simcha? HaTorah Sveikas. Eliyahu HaNavi represents that simcha. I'll put that to one side. Shagav, no, that's the Rambam. Already that the Rambam says that if we were to drink a fifth kos, which represents Eliyahu HaNavi, we would drink it at Hallel. As I state, Hallel. We'll soon see why Hallel is even more negeah. Why Hallel? Because we know that Hallel is only something that you sing when you're besimcha. How do I know that? From the fact that we don't say Hallel in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, why is there no Hallel in Rosh Hashanah? It's Tochei Shchodesh at least, never mind it is Yom Tov. Why is there no Hallel in Yom Kippur? Says Rambam, how can you say Hallel when you're not besimcha? It's a Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim, Sukhan Mavonov. And you're in doubt, there's a Sofik and there's no HaTorah Sveikas. Sukkas, that's HaTorah Sveikas. That's what Masim Chaseinu. But before Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're in a state of chaos, a state of panic. So there's no simcha, so you can't say Hallel. Zoch Arai, when we do say Hallel, Zoch Simcha. So therefore, he says you should say, you would drink the Kosh El Eliyahu at Hallel, because that's a moment of simcha, because Eliyahu brings you simcha. What's the simcha Eliyahu that brings you? The Heshiv Lev Ovis Albonim, it provides the truest answers to your questions. Gevaldik, no? That's Kavaldik. Okay, Al Kapon, let's move on. And let's take a look at Eliyahu HaNavi from what he was in the past. We know that Eliyahu HaNavi in the future is a Mavasa Tov. He's the Lifnei Yom Hashem Boy Hashem HaGobel HaNoro in Anochi Shaleach Lechem is Eliyahu HaNavi. Let's go a little deeper into understanding Eliyahu HaNavi as the character from Tanakh. You could argue that the pinnacle of Eliyahu HaNavi's experience, life experience, I don't like to use the word career. We're always told, you know, career doesn't fit for the. Okay. So HaNavi. So Eliyahu HaNavi's life experience, you could argue that the pinnacle of his career was Har HaKarmel, Mount Carmel. No question about it. When he brought all of the Yidden and he waged war against the Nevi'e HaBaal, right? And it reached a crescendo, it reached a climax. When all of Klal Yisrael yelled in unison, almost with the same power as saying Nasa Venishma and Har Sinai, what did they say? What did they arrive at? What do they say? Hashem, hu ho elokim, Hashem, hu ho elokim. And this is indeed the climax of our year as well. Ad Hayom, to this day, the highest moment that any Yid can ever arrive at today is the end of Ne'ilah. Through a whole year, through a whole of Elul, whole Rosh Hashanah, Sesmed Shuvah, Yom Kippur, through Kol Nidre and Shachris and Musaf and Mincha and Ne'ilah, and get to the end. What's the goal? Hashem Hu Elokim. So let's spend a few minutes, if we can, analyzing that phrase to understand Hashem Hu Elokim and what its shaychus is to say tonight. We'll find out that it's not to say tonight, but let's take a look. What's meant thus Hashem Hu Elokim? What was Eliyahu Hanovi trying to achieve? What was he trying to drum into the hearts and minds of Klal Yisrael by saying Hashem Hu Elokim? Those three words. What does that mean? So anyone that looks in the fifth siman of Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Siman Hey, we know that the names of Hashem have certain meanings. So let's do a brief chazara. What does it mean the name Hashem, or what does it mean the name Elohim? Because the two most oft quoted names of Hashem are the what's called the Shem Havaya, Yudke Vovke, and the Shem Elokus, which is the Shem Elohim. Yudke Vovke means, the person is supposed to think, especially when we pronounce it with the Shem Adnus, the person is supposed to be thinking that Hashem is Adon HaKol. Hashem is the master of everything. And Yudke Vovke, Shehu Hoya Hoyle Neyeh, that Hashem was, He is, and He will be. Right? Now, let's analyze that for a minute. Just to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, is, and will be, is no big deal. I also was, is, and will be. Watch. You see? What's the greatest good deal that Hashem was, is, and will be? So a lot of people say, nah. And He always was, and He always will be. Ashtemish? That's not what it says. If it says, Ani Rishoyim, Ani Achroyim, Mibalodayin, Elakim, right? Then I understand, that's not what it says. That's not what it says. Arguably, that's not the pshat. That Hashem just was, is, and will be. What is the pshat? So the Sforim say what the pshat is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, is, and will be, all at the same time. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely transcends time, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends space. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an existence that is beyond all existences. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a transcendent, infinite concept that we can't possibly fathom with our finite minds. Das mein das. That's why it's all contained in one word. It's Hoya 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 at once. That's something we can't replicate. That's a Gevalde Gezach. So that talks about the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Yudkei Vovkei. Elohim, however, is something completely different. When a person says the name Elohim, ideally, every time a person mentions the word Elohim, a person is supposed to be thinking, having the kavona, this is a tefillah we say in the morning, that we say, whenever I say the Shem Elohim, this is what I have in mind, and halavai, as often as we can, we have that in mind, which talks about the power of Hashem, talks about the control of Hashem, the hashkocha of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world. We're not talking about now the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who He is, but more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who, what He does, what He represents in the world. Briyas HaOlam. His involvement in the world always comes under the banner Elohim, not the banner Yudke Vavke. That's why in the account of Bereshis, in the account of the creation of the world, Hashem's name is not Yudke Vavke. Not once. Hashem's name is Elohim throughout. From Bereshis Bora Elohim, it's Hashomayim, it's the Oris, until right to the end, Hashem Bora Elohim, Lasois, Vayachal Elohim, Vayoyim Ashri, Vayoyim Elohim, Yehi Or, Vayoyim Elohim, Tachi Oris, Desh, so on and so forth. It's always the name Elohim, Fabos, because the name Elohim represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world, whereas Yudke Vovke represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. What's an Afghanina? What was Eliyahu HaNavi trying to say? Amongst the Umas HaOlam, and amongst even the Kofim, amongst even the Apikorsim, they don't necessarily have a problem with Yudke Vovke. They don't have a problem with the existence of an Almighty God. Nishkos is their problem. That's not their issue. They don't have any issue with the concept of a Yudke Vovke. Even Paroi, the greatest Kofim who ever lived, who got to a point who he even said, Mi Hashem, Hashem Eshma B'Koiloi, even he recognized Hashem. It was only for a fleeting moment, but he recognized Hashem. Hashem Hatzadik Vani Va'ami Horashayim. Yudke Vovke, he said. He said it once. It's only a brief moment. But even a Paroi can accept Yudke Vovke. Right? That's not his problem. But Elohim, oh no. Elohim, that he's involved, Etzba Elohim, he the Chatumim said. Etzba Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Right here. Oh, no, no, no. That they can't accept. That's why, by the way, the Eruv Rav, who were the products of Paro, the Kfir of Paro, when they went out into the desert, right, as his representatives, when they went to build the Egel, they weren't trying to build the Yudkei Vavke. No, that wasn't their issue. They tried to build themselves an Elohim. As I stay impossible. That's what I wanted to build. Someone involved. That's their problem. Who? In other words, there's a difference in Yudkei Vavke and Elohim. Who is the power? Who is the force? Who is the energy in the world that can accept the Yudkei Vavke, that can separate Yudkei Vavke from Elohim? And here now comes a major chiddush that the Sforim talk about. The Sforim say that Emes is that even though these are the two names, Yudkei Vavke and Elohim, where Elohim represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha, and Yudkei Vavke represents Hashem's essence. Yes, nevertheless, the reality is that all of that is really also contained in the name Yudkei Vavke. For this reason, we find, in case you were always wondering, that you find that the name Yudkei Vavke is usually pronounced with the Shem Adnus, and then the Kudus are normally representing Yudkei Vavke, but sometimes Yudkei Vavke Ki Yedua is pronounced Shem Elohim. Last week's Haftarah, Hashem Elohim. Hashem Elohim is Yudkei Vavke. Why is Yudkei Vavke pronounced as Elohim? You have to look around to find. It's not easy to find the reason for this, but I found it. It's far of state. The emes is that Yudkei Vavke, this is Gavaldi, this is precious. The emes is that Yudkei Vavke is split into two. There's Yudkei, and then there's Vavke. Yudkei represents what we were talking about, the Shem Adnus, the Shem Essence, the Shem Hoi Hoi Vivir, and the Vavke represents Shem Elokus. And I'll prove it to you. Amalek. Amalek. What was Amalek's fight with? Who was Amalek's fight with? Amalek's fight was not with Yudkei Vavke. Faket? He talked to Hashem, he blasphemed Hashem, he waged war against Hashem. But that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are involved in this world here and now, oh no! That he couldn't accept. Nishtos. Amalek said, no, not here. Here I'm in charge. There's no Elohim, there's no control, there's no Ashkocha, everything's Mikra. This was Amalek. What do we know about Amalek? That Amalek splits the name Yudkei from Vavkei. He accepts the Yudkei, the Nishto Vavkei. He splits it in two. This is why it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yod Al Keisko, that the hand of Amalek is against Yudkei. Kiyod al kase yudk melchoma la Hashem yudk vavk ba Amalek mi dor dor. Amalek's war is against yudk vavk. This is against yudk. See, find in the yudk. This is what Eliyahu HaNavi was trying to beat. Hashem hu ho Elohim is the same thing. Hashem, the power that's in the world yudk, is connected with vavk. It's all one word. It's all one name. Hu ho Elohim. Hu ho Elohim. What's the word hu? Who is vavhe? Who is the Vav and the Hey? Hashem, Hu Ho Elohim. You can't just accept in essence the reality of a Rabbeinu Shalom without accepting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world. Now let's look at the name Eliyahu HaNavi. Gibakuk Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu, he is the one in the Torah, more than anyone else, whose name itself is a composite of Shem Elokus and Shem Yudkei Vavkei. Eliyahu is the one who says, Hashem, Hu Ho Elohim. It's one word. It's one essence. It's one reality. It's one unit. He's the anti-Amalek. Amalek says, Yudkei yes, but Vavkei no. This is Shat Hashem, Hu Ho Elohim. This is why we say, Bayoim Ha-Hu, Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. What do we mean Hashem's name will be one? What does it mean Hashem's name will be one? Hashem's name is one, no? So we know from Amalek that Kolzman Amalek is in the world, Hashem's name is split in two, but one day Hashem's name will be one. Had Yud Kevovke Echad, Ushmoi Echad, his name will be one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be one. That's why it says, Bayom Ha-Hu, Hashem Hu Ho Elohim. On the day of Hu, the day that Hu connects Hashem to Elohim, Dos Nebshat. That's Gavaldik, that's Eliyahu's job. What does it have to do with the Seder night? Okay, by the way, this is, for now, I've not found this anywhere, but I believe that this is Mamish Sibshat. Just Mamish, I have to add this in, just one last thing before we come back to say the night. This is unbelievable. That the reality is that I read you the Pasuk before from Malachi, but I read it to you wrong. and possibly you didn't pick up on it, simply, okay, some of you, simply because that's the way they sing it. That's how the song goes. The songs go, I'm not up to date with all of them, but that's how the songs go. But that's not actually what it says. Where's the Vav? Why is the Vav missing? Now we know why the Vav is missing. Because it's Lifnei Yoyim Boi Hashem Hagodol. It's still before Kol Zaman that Moshiach is not here. So the Chomer against Amalek keeps going. The Vav is still missing from Eliyahu's name. That's Gevaldik. By the way, that's why it's called Yoyim Hashem Hagodol. Why Hagodol? Because Yiskadal. Yiskadash Shmei Rabbo. It's the day when Hashem's name becomes great again. When we say Yiskadal Yiskadash Shmei Rabbo, the Hashem's name should be great. The Kavona is that the Yudke should be reconnected with his Vovke. The Vovke. Yudke is there, Vovke is not there. That's the Vov that's missing. When you all know his name. Lifnei Yoyboi Hashem. Why the Vov? As we've explained. And now let me share with you a Rashi that I stumbled upon. Mamsiyata Dishmaya. Unbelievable. Look at this Rashi. How many times is the Vav missing from Eliyahu HaNovi's name in Chazal, in Tanakh? How do you know that? Because you know Tanakh Baal Peh? No. Because you know Rashi and Pashas B'chuk Kosai. In Pasuk state, V'zacharitzi is busy, Yaakov Vav is busy, Yitzchov is busy, Avram Ezko, V'horez Ezko, Zachar Bei Vesi. Right? But here it says Yaakov with a Vav. How many times does it say Yaakov with a Vav in the Torah? Five times. Zog Rashi. There are five times where Yaakov's name is written in full. And Eliyahu's name is missing above in five places. Why? Says Rashi. Yaakov not al ois mishmoy shel Eliyahu a rovoin sheyoloi vivase geulas bonov. Precious. Yaakov Avinu took the Vav from Eliyahu and said, I'm holding on to this Vav until you're mevase the Moshiach. And that's the Vav. Rashi doesn't explain why it's the Vav, and now we know why it's the Vav. This is unbelievable. So if you are a novice, job on Seder night, nishno, to answer all the kashis, it's in the mevase. When do we say, look at the word Shvoi Chamos Chal HaGoyim? When do we talk about Eliyahu? When is Eliyahu HaNovi celebrating on Seder night? Shvoich, listen to the words. Unbelievable. Shvoi Chamos Chal HaGoyim Asher Lo Yedoucho V'Hamamlocho Is Asher B'Shimcha Lo Yikoro. Tashmidei Be'af Mitachash Shmei Hashem Yudkei Vovkei. This Eliyahu HaNovi, and it's during Hallel, because Hallel is Eliyahu HaNovi. Nirtzo, that's Moshiach. Nirtzo is of Moshiach already. Good timing. Wasn't a show, that's a show. No. Moshiach is already, that's Nirtzo, that's the Shonu Habo B'Yushalayim. The whole Nirtzo is of Moshiach already. But before Moshiach is Hallel, that's Eliyahu HaNovi. Shmoy Chamos Chal HaGoyim Hashem B'Shim Chol Lo Yikoro. We're out of time already. Can I know her? There's no time for this. All we can say is, I'm sorry, the Maisa Sasema says, because this is the Gevaldik array, and this is reality of what Seder night is about. So Mamish Eliyahu HaNovi's moment. This is the combining of the forces to remind us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is here now, and Eliyahu HaNovi is one represents this. By the way, this forum say, this is why Eliyahu HaNovi, there's another Shaykhah, so the Pachad Yitzchok explains that the Shaykhah is between Eliyahu HaNovi and Yaakov, is that both of them, it says, that they didn't die in a normal way, Akoponim. Very one of the most profound pieces in the Pachad Yitzchok. But he says that Yaakov Avinu lo imes, Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Yeah? So the Gemara in Tanya says, what do you mean they didn't die? So what was the embalming about? What was the hesvedim about? Okay, whatever that means, Yaakov Avinu lo imes, there was an element, an aspect to Yaakov Avinu's life that he never expired. And what did it say about Eliyahu HaNovi? Vayal Eliyahu basar asham ayimot. Then the Arnovi died, Guf and Lishom together. This forum explained. The Pachavis doesn't say this. He says that's the Shaykh is Yaakov and Eliyahu. But he says that the idea of Eliyahu Arnovi ascending as one, Guf and Lishom together, is the idea of Yudke Bovke and Shem Elokim coming together as well, Eliyahu. Because Shem Elokim is not here in this world, where it's just Borah Elokim Shmaim Boretz. Yudke Bovke is the Neshoma. Right? The Neshoma is a Chelich of the transcendent. The combination of the two dying as one was Mamish the Shem Eliyahu coming together. It's a Gavaldic idea. Akopon in the Maisa, I'll just tell you this, I'll say this very briefly. We spoke in the beginning about pouring the Koshe Eliyahu. Now we know why it's called the Koshe Eliyahu. Why it's in the Vehevesi, because he's the Mevaseh Toyin. Connects connects the world together. Shemayim Ha'aretz, literally. But the reality is that how does a person make it work? So Hashem says in Gevaltig Gezach, he says that pouring the Kodesh itself, just pouring the Kodesh of Eliyahu, that itself brings on the Geula, that itself brings on Mashiach. Because when a person gets involved in doing something lemaisa, like we say, Umasliach Yeshua, says Semach David, we say Umitzapim Yeshua. So Hashem says it's appeal to Yeshua, the yearning for the Yeshua itself is what brings the Geula. It says when a person, L'achem Eve Esrim, gets upstairs to Shemayim, they ask him three questions. The third question is, Tzipisali Yeshua. What's the difference? I didn't help. No. You're hoping, you're yearning, you're craving for Mashiach. Dosarei, that itself is what brings Mashiach. So he says that the Mezikas HaKos, as a person is pouring the Kosh in Eliyahu, a person should have in mind that the pouring itself is trying to invite Eliyahu in. That's the whole concept of opening the door. As the great Rav once said, Mashiach is not coming. And everyone went, He said, Mashiach is here. He's knocking on the door. But no one wants to open up. The opening of the door, is the idea that you want him in. The Mezikas HaKos is a part of that. Pouring the Kos, preparing for Eliyahu HaNavi, that's what brings Eliyahu HaNavi in. May we be zoicha to hina, it's Eliyahu HaNavi being in Hashem.